Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. Today, we'll do a rewind relook at the Alabama win over Mercer, where Alabama beat Mercer 52-7. Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. I'm Bamature John. Today is Tuesday, July 29th, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Thank you for tuning in. We now have over 2,000 subscribers to the YouTube channel, and we're still growing. Thank you for tuning in. We now have thousands of viewers and listeners wherever you access our content. Thank you. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeart Podcast, Spotify, Podcast Index, and RSS Podcast. Thank you for subscribing, listening. Follow us on our Facebook page, like, and we appreciate all of you that tune in. Today, it is just going to be me, Bama John, doing a rewind relook at the Alabama win over Mercer, where they won with a deciding score of 52-7. So let's jump in here and look at this decisive win. Just a quick recap. Alabama beat Mercer 52-7 on November 16th. Alabama ran their record to 8-2. And interestingly enough, Mercer came into the game 9-1. They left the game 9-2. Big win for Alabama. They were dominating. Alabama put up 508 total yards of offense. They had no turnovers. They forced 3 turnovers and were able to capitalize on those turnovers and get 21 points. Jalen Milroe had a very efficient, good day, going 11 for 16 passing with 186 yards and 2 touchdowns before exiting the game early in the second half. Alabama rushed for 189 yards rushing, and Ryan Williams scored on a 29-yard touchdown run. He also caught a touchdown pass. Milroe also picked up a good amount of yards rushing on the ground and also had the nice passing day. Jeremy Bernard led all the Bama receivers with 81 yards on 4 catches, but was not able to get into the end zone. Ryan Williams did catch a touchdown pass and ran for one, as he had a very good day. The defense was led by Jihad Campbell, as he had 9 tackles. Alabama was able to force 2 turnovers, and one of those 2 turnovers resulted in a 68-yard run by Xavien Brown for a touchdown, and Quay Rousseau secured an interception as well, as Bama got 3 turnovers on defense. Alabama was able to hold Mercer to 202 total yards of offense and was able to force 3 turnovers, 2 fumbles, 1 interception. Overall, Alabama dominated Mercer and just showed their talent level being much better, and Alabama was just a better team, but that's what you expect by an upper-level SEC team taking on an FBS opponent in Mercer, as Mercer just was not able to compete overall. Couple of things to note was Alabama's defense was effective. I would give it an A- overall in their ability to limit Mercer. I wish they had shut them out. Also, thought Alabama should have put more points on the board, but Alabama came away with a big with a big win overall. Let's highlight the players who had good games. Milroe had a really good game at quarterback, and he showed up and played very well, highly efficient, 11 for 16 passing with 186 yards, and threw for two touchdowns. He also rushed for 43 yards and another touchdown, as Milroe had a very good day, even though he played less than half the game. Ryan Williams scored two touchdowns, showed his versatility at a 29-yard touchdown run, and he also had a 14-yard touchdown reception from Milroe, and then he shut it down in the second half, as a lot of the Bama players got to play in the second half. Xavien Brown had a great defensive play and was notable in that he recovered a fumble and ran 68 yards for a touchdown to convert that fumble into a fumble recovery score. But interestingly enough, that was Alabama's first defensive touchdown for the whole season. So that was something that Alabama failed to first force turnovers consistently all year, and certainly didn't convert turnovers into touchdowns effectively in 2024. So great play by Xavien Brown. A good game. Jeremy Bernard had a good game. He was the leading receiver for Alabama, finishing with 81 yards on four receptions. Quay Rousseau had an interception and also helped force one of three turnovers, had a great game, and Jihad Campbell was a standout, having nine tackles, including one sack. Here are key stats from the game. Mercer was only able to put up 202 yards of offense, as the Alabama defense was effective in shutting down Mercer, holding him to 62 yards rushing and 140 yards passing, and was able to force three turnovers, including that fumble recovery for a touchdown. Alabama's offense put up 508 yards of total offense. Alabama had 189 yards rushing. They had 319 yards passing, again, to put up a total of 508 yards of offense. A good day at the office overall by Alabama. No turnovers versus the defense forcing three turnovers by Mercer. Third down efficiency. Alabama held Mercer to 1 for 9 on third down. Alabama went 8 for 15 on third down. Alabama also was able to convert three fourth down plays, going 3 for 3 on fourth down. So Alabama converted 11 of 15 opportunities when they were trying to get third down. So they were able to score. They did kick one field goal and they punted twice. So Alabama was very effective overall, as they most possessions were able to put points on the board, and they put a lot of touchdowns on the board as well. So those are the stats that were noteworthy from the game. I want to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm not going to review the drives drive by drive like I normally do on these rewind relooks, and like I will do in the game recaps coming up this fall when we're going through the detailed review. But I do want to go through the good, the bad, and the ugly of the game. The good being offensive efficiency. Alabama put up over 500 yards of total offense, and they only did that three times on the season. Milroe had a good, efficient day at quarterback. The offensive line performed well, didn't give up any sacks. Alabama was able to rush the ball with a good, strong push by the offensive line, getting 189 yards rushing. Ryan Williams had a good showing, scoring twice. Jeremy Bernard had four catches for 81 yards, but was not able to punch it in the end zone and catch a touchdown pass. The defense was opportunistic, as they created turnovers and shut down three drives and did get one score on a turnover, as the defense held Mercer overall to 202 yards of total offense, and Mercer was only able to convert one third down in the whole game. So really good. The bad of the game, special teams. James Burnup, who was usually a very good punter, Punted twice and only averaged 25 yards per kick on those punts. So he had a bad day at the office, not getting the effective punts that you normally expected out of him. Also, for as well as the Alabama defense performed, they only got one sack on the day, and it just showed a season-long trend of Alabama not being able to get sacks on the quarterback and effectively rush the passer and create sacks and turnovers. So the defense continued that trend, which would continue throughout the year of not being able to effectively rush the passer and get sacks. And then there were a couple of injuries in the game with Quay Robinson, who was out for the season. Cole Adams was out, and safety Keon Sabb was out. So having those injuries hurt them. The ugly part of the game was six penalties for 60 yards against a team like Mercer. You really should be able to execute properly and not commit those penalties. Mercer only had three penalties for 30 yards. Alabama had six penalties for 60 yards. Also thought Alabama should have been able to put up 70 points or more on Mercer, given the talent discrepancy, and would have liked to have seen Alabama shut out Mercer, given the talent discrepancy. But Alabama did play a lot of players. So let's go ahead and go through the grades for the game. On offense, I give Alabama an A minus. Alabama looked good on the field with the first teamers led by Milroe and Ryan Williams, who were able to put points up. Austin Mack also threw a touchdown pass. Ryan Williams had a touchdown run and a receiving touchdown. And overall, I think they deserve an A minus. Would have liked to have seen them put up 70 points. So that was a discouraging thing overall. In terms of the run game, I give Alabama an A. They put up 189 yards rushing and had 4.5 yards per attempt. So they were over that 4 yard average, which to me is the magic mark that if you can average over 4 yards per rush attempt, you're having a good day at the office overall. The passing game, Alabama put up 319 yards and averaged 9.1 yards per attempt. No turnovers either in the rush game or in the passing game. I will note that Alabama had a three and out in the first half. Is on the Alabama drive, Milroe on second and four and third and four was unable to complete passes, and Alabama had to punt. That's very disappointing in third and short that Alabama couldn't convert that first down and keep that drive going, and that Milroe was not able to complete a pass and find an open receiver on second and fourth or third and fourth. And it was just a sign of things to come as Milroe is ineffective in the short intermediate passing game throughout the season. He didn't throw any picks in the game, so that was good, but it was disappointing that on second and four and third and four, and maybe it was bad play calling, maybe Milroe, if he had done a pre-snap read better, would have audibled out of the play and maybe run the ball, but not being able to convert that second and short and third and short in that first half and having to punt was very disappointing. And then in the third quarter, Ty Simpson was in the game, and on first down, second down, and third down on the drive, on this particular drive, Ty threw three incomplete passes, and Alabama felt that they had to run, that they had to throw the ball on all three downs. And again, didn't scheme it up properly, or Ty didn't make the proper reads, or Ty didn't get them out of the looks, but again, had to punt. And given the discrepancy in talent between Alabama and Mercer, it's kind of disappointing that Alabama had to punt twice. So I thought those were some things in the passing game that were very disappointing, and why I give Alabama only an A minus, maybe even a B plus in the passing game. But overall, I give Alabama an A minus on offense. I think they should have hung 70, but they did put up 52 and settled for one field goal and had to punt twice. Defense, I give an A minus. They didn't pitch a shutout. I would have given them an A if they had had a shutout. They also didn't have any sacks in the game. They did hold Mercer to 1 for 9 on third down. They forced three turnovers, two on fumbles and one on interception. So overall, I give Alabama an A minus. I give them an A minus on rushing defense. They held Mercer to 62 yards. I give them an A minus. On passing defense, they held Mercer to 140 yards, but again, no sacks and only one interception. Had they come up better on that, I think I could have given them an A overall on defense. Special teams, I give a B minus rating. Burnup punting, only averaging 25 yards per punt, was disappointing. So overall, Alabama won the game. I give the coaching staff a B plus. I would have liked to have given them an A minus or an A, but those two punts, the one in the first half and second half where they weren't able to convert, the lack of sacks, also not pitching the shutout on defense and not hanging 70 on Mercer. And clearly Alabama was a much better team. I give the coaching staff a B plus, not an A minus. Overall grade for the game was Alabama. I'll give them a B plus to A minus. And that is the rewind, relook of Alabama as they dominated Mercer, ran their record to 8-2, and was still in contention for the playoff after this game. But then they would go to Oklahoma, and the door would be shut on their playoff aspirations after losing to Oklahoma in an ugly loss. This has been a rewind, relook. Of the Alabama win over Mercer. Thank you for listening. Roll Tide and God bless.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.